Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. House lawmakers in Raleigh today passed a bill that would change the rules for Duke Energy's cleanups of coal ash across the state. It's a controversial bill that has drawn the opposition of Governor Pat McCrory and state regulators. WFAE environmental reporter David Borax is with me now to talk about this. David, why the big debate?
Well, Mark, it's a big deal. It means that Duke could potentially get out of the requirement to remove coal ash at most of its plants. If you recall, the State Department of Environmental Quality issued what it called final risk classifications for Duke's coal ash sites last week. Those spell out the deadlines for cleanups and mean that Duke would actually have to dig up ash at all 14 of its plants and move it to new lined landfills. This bill would change that.
Well, how exactly would Duke get out of that requirement?
Well, Duke wants the option to keep coal ash where it is at many of its sites. The bill would put aside the DEQ's risk ratings and give Duke more time to come up with cleanup plans. That could mean that some coal ash won't be dug up and moved, but could wind up staying where it is.
And how could that happen?
The bill would put into law something that Duke wants. That's a requirement to provide a safe, permanent water supply for neighbors of the plants. And Duke has been giving bottled water to about 400 homes concerned about their well water. If Duke solves that problem by providing city water or filters, it could argue that it should be allowed to leave the ash where it is at some of the plants. Neighbors like the idea of a better water supply, but they still want the coal ash moved. And environmentalists, as you might expect, don't like this. Frank Holloman of the Southern Environmental Law Center said he's unhappy how quickly the bill came up after the risk ratings were announced.
And now, just days later, in a flurry, Duke has sent lobbyists down to the legislature to get the law changed. And lo and behold, the legislature of North Carolina is falling all over itself to try to bail out Duke Energy.
Now, David, there's a lot of money at stake here, right?
Definitely. Duke has said that coal ash cleanups could cost about $4 billion. And that's just if it gets to keep the ash where it is, cap it in place. If it ends up having to remove the ash and move it somewhere else, it'll be a lot more money. And Duke says ratepayers will bear that cost eventually. Duke says there's nothing wrong with having some flexibility on how it does this. And here's spokeswoman Paige Sheehan.
We want the state to have the ability to say, huh, here's something new, or the condition on the system has changed. Common sense says we should update that ranking. If we can close the basin in a faster way or a less disruptive way, we should do that.
Duke also wants to revive the Coal Ash Management Commission. Sheehan says it has a role to play, taking into account how much the cleanups will cost. That's another controversial part of this bill. Governor McCrory shut down the original commission back in March after he won a legal battle with the legislature, and he still thinks it's not needed. The bill also puts aside the DEQ's ratings, and it gives Duke more time to come up with cleanup plans.
All right. Well, what are we hearing at the legislature?
So they've been debating amendments and the bill itself today. One amendment requires Duke to set aside some coal ash for reuse. That could include selling it to concrete producers. They're actually eager to get it. And there are voices on both sides of the bill. Here's Democrat Dwayne Hall of Wake County.
The public doesn't want us to create another commission. They want us to take action. So I hope you'll all vote no, and let's stop kicking the can down the road on this one.
The bill had overwhelming support today. It passed 86-25 in the House. Here's Republican Nelson Dollar, also from Wake County.
I think this bill helps add some clarity as well as addressing groundwater issues for people around sites so we can move forward on that.
David, what happens next?
So now that it's through the House, the bill goes to the Senate. The governor put out a statement this afternoon calling it irresponsible and unconstitutional. He's threatening a veto. But that may not mean too much. Lawmakers have overridden his vetoes many times.
WFAE's David Borax, thank you.